Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. We're in the middle of the ocean with a live studio audience. It is the 2019 Investors Summit at Sea. We've been sailing for a week together. It's been amazing. You're going to meet a lot of the faculty today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Stop for a moment. Why are you listening to this show? Are you dreaming of a bigger, brighter financial future? More personal freedom to live life on your own terms? What if there was just one skill that could make it happen? There is. Sales. Robert Kiyosaki says every entrepreneur must be good at sales. It's true for investors too. Sales is how you attract money, people, and opportunities. Sales is the skill used to negotiate deals and lead your team. Sales skills are essential to success. The good news is, it's a learnable skill. The great news is, we've created a two-day interactive workshop to teach those skills to you. Make plans today to attend How to Win Funds and Influence People, Mastering the Art of Financial Selling. For dates and details, send an email to sales@realestateguysradio.com or visit realestateguysradio.com and look under events. Gain the skills you need to succeed. Email sales@realestateguysradio.com or look under the events tab at realestateguysradio.com.
Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program live from the 17th Annual Investors Summit at Sea with a live studio audience. We have over 200 people sailing with us this year. It's been amazing. Let's say hello to the co-host and financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
You know what? It's 17 years. It's always tough to top last year. The 16th was amazing. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think it's the highlight of the year for me because it's a concentrated amount of time with a bunch of really smart people from all different walks of life, all different perspectives, different countries. And they come in here and they ask better questions, things that I wouldn't even think to ask. And it helps me in talking to them, you know, clarify my own thinking and then also learn how to think about things a little bit differently. And so one of the things that we've learned to do is to ask questions, listen intently, and then process. And normally, many of the speakers we have, you can go listen to on a podcast, you can read their newsletter, you can watch them on their YouTube channel, you can go to a conference and listen to them speak. But what you don't get to do is process that with other people, and you don't get a chance to actually get into a dialogue with them and clarify the things that they said. So it's a very, very rare opportunity. It's like this little cocoon, this little bubble that we create here on the summit, and people become friends, and they get to know each other, and they communicate at a deeper level, and they work out some problems, and they do some business sometimes, and it's just all a very, very good thing.
We're so blessed to have such an incredible faculty that love to come back year after year after year. And there's an open invitation. We always welcome them back. But it means that it's a full schedule. Have you noticed it's a full schedule? It's a full schedule. We keep you busy, don't we? Yeah, we wear out your brain. We wear out your voice, you know, all that kind of stuff. The only thing we don't have you do too much of is sleep. But we make up for that by feeding you a lot, right? If you've had a lot to eat, show of applause. Mind and spirit, right? And body and all that. But because of that situation, we rarely have too many open spots for new faculty members. But this year, we brought on a gentleman that we're super excited about. Let's say hello to Mr. Joe Quirk. Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm feeling great.
How about a hammer, Joe? Joe is a last-minute ad. One of our seasoned summiteers, Mike Manfredi, been with us 13 years, said, oh my gosh, I met this guy. You've got to get together, and if there's any way to get him on the summit, this is about, what, 2.5 weeks before, something like that. We didn't know each other. Mike sent me a link, made the connection, watched a couple of videos that he'd done. We got in a dialogue, and lo and behold, here he is. And he does something so completely different, it blew our minds. So, Joe, what do you do?
I'm trying to make seasteading happen, and seasteading is homesteading the high sea. So when you consider that nearly half the world's surface is unclaimed by any existing nation state, and Bob Ballard, the famous oceanographer himself, has called for settling the high seas because the technology is at hand, we could create startup countries on the ocean. And it's sort of a Silicon Valley sensibility brought to the problem of crappy governance. You don't try to change things from the inside. You change things by creating startups and doing things better. And the first seastead has been floating for about 6 or 7 weeks in the Andaman Sea off the coast of Thailand. The first seasteaders are living on it, and it costs less than the average American home. So I think this is the Kitty Hawk moment for seasteading. We have a minimal viable product, and we're ready to scale up. And I have almost everyone I need except you guys. We have the marine engineers. We have the economists. We have people with blockchain governance that want to get involved. All sorts of scientists, all sorts of medical people. What we don't have is real estate smarts. We don't have people that know how to sell these things. We don't have people that know how to structure this kind of stuff. So we really need help because we need to start getting these things going fast and start scaling up fast before the bad people notice.
Now, Joe, one of the interesting things is it's not like you just thought of this yesterday. Seasteading as an organization, seasteading.org, and your organization at the Institute, has been around for 10 years.
Yes. Patry Friedman is the grandson of Milton Friedman. He's also the son of David Friedman. So he has a sort of three-generation legacy of how to solve this problem that we don't have an economics of government systems. We just have monopolies that get worse and worse and worse. So in 1973, David Friedman wrote Machinery of Freedom. It's sort of this seminal book for thinking about anarcho-capitalism, as it's called. And he proposed that imagine if homes were on wheels and governments and borders were open, and if you didn't like your governance system, you could just drive to a different governance system. He just sort of proposed this whimsically. It's a very whimsical book. And he said this would be an economic solution to a governance problem, right? It's called The Machinery of Freedom. A decade after that, Milton and Rose Friedman published Free to Choose, where they proposed, you know, laid out the moral case for what if people could choose whatever they wanted, what if they could choose whatever governance system they wanted, what if they could choose to govern less. Milton Friedman came up with all sorts of policy prescriptions, some of which were implemented. People all over the world think he's a genius, but basically none of his ideas have been applied when you consider the mass that he proposed. So Patry was thinking about this, and he's like, the way we do this, if we actually floated on the half of the Earth's surface that isn't claimed by a nation state, then people could move about, and then we'd have a machinery of freedom to choose our societies. So he proposed that it's not winning arguments, you have to create a technology for people to choose new societies. So seasteaders think this is a realistic solution to the problem of monopoly governance.
So one of the big parts of this is figuring out that whole government part, and we could talk about that for hours. In fact, today we had a lunch and had Joe speak at that, and the questions were awesome. A lot of the same questions you've had. As you get a chance to meet Joe and ask those questions in person if you're here, and in a few weeks I think we'll do a full show so we can really delve into this. But the other side of that is the real estate side, if you want to call it real estate. It's that these buildings and homes and floatable cities and ship-like structures all need to be designed and built and paid for and syndicated and have a profit model and have a better impact on the environment, not a worse impact, and there's that whole side of it. But you mentioned the Silicon Valley sensibility. Patry was one of the founders, but also Peter Thiel.
Yeah, so Peter Thiel read Patry's blog, invited him to get lunch where Patry was elucidating this idea of seasteading. And in one lunch, he said, this is a great idea. I think this is exactly what we need, especially to push forward medical research. And he wrote Patry a check for a couple $100,000 to start a nonprofit. So Patry Friedman and Peter Thiel started the Seasteading Institute 10 years ago. Instantly, the media grabbed it and said, evil billionaires want to create their own islands of selfishness to hide their taxes and keep it away from us. So there was just this massive negative story in the press. So I didn't hear about it until after I was on my first cruise ship, and then I was at my 10th Burning Man, and I met Patry Friedman. There's a whole story there about how I grokked this idea of variation in governance and selection by citizens. And so I just pitched him. I said, this can't be a discussion topic among Silicon Valley bloggers. This is an incredibly important idea. It could solve a very deep problem. Right now, the world hates it because you're so badly portrayed in the media. I can bring my platform as a book writer and an author and a speaker to make this more mainstream. You have to stop describing it like nerds. You have to communicate it like Kiyosaki. Simple, clear ways of communicating. I've been trying to cultivate that art for 10 years.
That's Joe Quirk. Let's give him a hand. It's mind-blowing. There's lots more to learn about it, so stay tuned to the coming weeks. You know, one of the things about the Investor Summit at Sea is we get to meet new amazing people like Joe, and we get to welcome back old friends. Let's do that right now. Appearing for his sixth summit, it's Robert Kiyosaki, ladies and gentlemen. Robert, it's been a great week so far. It's always great to have you here. Some of the takeaways you've had so far.
Well, it's always a great crowd. You know, I come to learn as well as to teach. But I learn more when I have meals, and meals are great, by the way, and talking to people and the shore excursions. So it's basically immersion learning. You know, you just get into it. It's not like you take listen to a lecture for 45 minutes and you go home. I'm in it for 10 days. It's just a fabulous way to learn, fabulous group of people. And I come to learn just like everybody else.
You know, yesterday we were in Grand Cayman, and a small group of us went out and did a real estate shore excursion. We looked at the market, and we always try to do that at the summit, pick one port where it seems like there's a good real estate story. Grand Cayman, if you don't know, pretty expensive real estate. What were some of your big takeaways from that trip yesterday?
Well, Grand Cayman, as many old people know, was where the rich went to hide their money. And then that kind of changed over the last few years. So I was interested in what the Caymans transition to. And the biggest thing I learned is how you look at a deal. You can look at an investment deal from the point of view of as an investor, but a lot of the guys we talked to were developers. So I learned to look at an investment from a developer's point of view. So riding around on the bus with Robert Helms was good because I said, did you see this, you see that. And as I always say, there's a deal of a lifetime every minute if you could see it. And most people, since they're not trained to look for that deal, the deal of a lifetime goes past them. So again, I got to look at the Caymans, number one, from a tax shelter haven and how it transitioned to a real estate haven. But the biggest thing the guy said is people are coming to the Caymans for safety. Because as the economy and the gap between the rich and the poor gets wider, the wider the gap, the more dangerous the environment to live in, like Jamaica or parts of the U.S. So coming to the Caymans for safety, for your family and things like that, is a good reason to move to the Caymans more than hiding your money.
The lowest crime rate in the Caribbean, we learned yesterday. So if a lot of people look for a reason to buy properties somewhere other than where they live, lots of reasons. But if that was your reason, it'd be a place to consider. Now, one of the things we did yesterday that we do on every Summit at Sea is we played cash flow in the Caribbean. We played the cash flow game. And since we had you here, you came up and talked a bit about the game. And then we watched a whole bunch of folks who had never played play alongside a whole bunch of folks who have played 10 times, 25 times, 200 times. What was that like?
It touched my heart because 1996, my wife Kim and I brought Cash Flow out, the game, and it was expensive. Back then it was about $200, and we didn't know how to sell it and all this. But the game just sort of took on a life of its own, and it chugs along. And the purpose of the game was for people to teach people. Because for those who have played the game, you know they'll never teach you that in school. The beauty of the cash flow game was to see young people teaching old people and young people teaching other people. But that's how we learn. And, you know, learning should be fun and exciting. And that's how I learned to invest playing Monopoly. So Monopoly or cash flow is very simply a Monopoly with a financial statement. And so it's a more sophisticated game, so it takes a little bit longer to learn. But as you may know, accounting is the basics of financial education. Is the basics of financial literacy. It's not the stuff, go to school, get a job, save money, get out of debt, and invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and things like that. That's not financial education. That's financial manipulation. But anyway, that was thrilled to see so many people playing cash flow and teaching cash flow all over the world.
Hey, by a round of applause, who enjoyed the game yesterday? You were road warriors. You were at the port in the sunshine. You'd been eating and getting sunburned and having a great time. And then you came to play the game for 3 hours, and it was all we could do to get you out of the room. It was awesome. So thanks for that. Speaking of games, we're certainly thrilled to have back another faculty member who's returning, who we played a really cool game with today. Let's welcome Rich Dad Advisor Garrett Sutton. Garrett, welcome back.
Thank you, Robert.
Now, we had you busy today. We had you teaching a class on asset protection in the morning, and a whole bunch of people showed up for that, and then the game, which was a simulation. Tell us about both those things.
Well, teaching the class this morning, it was very gratifying that so many people showed up the morning after St. Patrick's Day. I just was really honored. And I also enjoyed teaching the Pierce the Corporate Veil game. We had a very engaged group. It's, as Robert says, you learn through simulation, through playing games, and this game teaches you what you need to do to keep your corporation current, and if you don't, what can happen to you in a court of law. So we have attorneys, judges, and witnesses. We play the game. People do take on the roles of the aggressive attorney and the fair-minded judge and the manipulated witness. And people play the roles and learn about the legal system. And one of the takeaways of it, I think everybody picked it up, is you want to stay out of court. You know, the legal system is not exactly fair. We had a split decision on these cases. So same fact pattern. And we have different decisions from the judges, which shows that when you go into court, it's a crapshoot. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what decision's going to come out. So we're going to take steps to protect our assets, and we're also going to stay out of court.
Let's have a hand for Garrett Sutton and Robert Kiyosaki. More when we come back. It's the 17th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Memphis is famous for being the home of the king of rock and roll, but it's also the king of cash flow. If you're looking for affordable cash flow properties, it's hard to beat Memphis. Get your portfolio rocking and more cash flowing your way by calling Terry Kerr at Mid-South Home Buyers. Terry's the king of turnkey properties. Contact Terry through the resource section at realestateguysradio.com. And be sure to order Terry's Tips for Turnkey Rental Property Investing Report. It's free. Just send your request to turnkey@realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Donahoe of Paradigm Life. Over the last few years, I've had the privilege of sharing the services of Paradigm Life with you loyal Real Estate Guys Radio listeners through our website, www.beyourbank.com, and also on the annual Investor Summit at Sea. Subsequently, we have seen a variety of financial situations across the socioeconomic spectrum and how everyone, regardless of their situation, would improve their financial lives by following the system we specialize in. As a result of this experience, we have created an online e-learning system so anyone without obligation can learn about the infinite banking concept. This free e-learning program is found on our website, www.beyourbank.com. So check it out today. The website again is www.beyourbank.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Melchiori from Hotel Impossible, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station all the time in the middle of the ocean with a live studio audience. And in all your favorite podcast venues, we've had such an amazing week at sea. I think for me, personally, the most amazing thing is I still have a voice. So thank you, Dr. Froh, for that. Let's meet a couple of seasoned folks who have been on summits before with us and shared some of their insight. First of all, our good friend David Sewell is back with us. Hey, David.
Hello, everybody. Thank
you. How many peppers? Five peppers?
Five peppers.
Okay, but peppers, if you don't know, when you get your badge, it has a number of peppers on it, which indicates how many times you've been to the summit. Now, don't ask about the pepper thing if you're listening at home. You'll find out once you get here. But that means that David's been with us 5 years. And, of course, what you guys do is specialty agriculture. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, and then we'll ask you about your takeaways from the week.
What we do simply is we buy raw land and underperforming farms in the coffee business and in the cacao business. And if you don't know what cacao is, it's what makes chocolate. We buy those underperforming farms, we turn them around, if they're producing already, into a specialty coffee farm. If it's raw land, we plant it and develop the farm. We subdivide the farms into half-acre parcels, and we allow people to invest alongside of us to develop the farms and profit together on the growth of specialty coffee. If you all drink coffee and you've all been in the lineup on deck five, you all been to Starbucks in the morning, that continuous lineup is why we're in the coffee business. Chocolate's even more obvious. That's what we do.
You know, when you came on the first summit with us 5 years ago, I think you had one or two farms under your belt. How many total farms now have you guys acquired and are working on?
We have 18.
That's pretty good in 5 years, wouldn't you say? Yeah. And this is a way to diversify into agriculture without making a huge investment, because you basically buy a parcel that is your parcel and you don't do the work, they do the work. Where does this today, I know the prices have changed over time, but where's a starter investment? Where's a minimum investment for something like this?
The minimum investment is just one parcel in either side. $18,000 buys you a coffee farm parcel. With a legacy income, an average IRR of around 11%. You can get into the chocolate business for on the same parameters, more or less the same returns for $24,500.
And that's a diversification not only in agriculture, but international as well. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. It's your fifth summit. What are some of your takeaways from this week with all these amazing summiteers?
Again, as I said last year, I'm amazed by the talent, the motivation, the drive, the energy of the younger people. I'm 69, so pretty well everybody's younger. It continues to put me in awe when I look at the faces that are looking at me right now and the various people that have been at my table. Most of my table mates this cruise have been One Pepper people, of which there are at least 100. And interesting people. It amazes me when I ask a young person and I ask him how old you are and what do you do, and he tells me what he does, and I don't ask until after how old are you, and he says 22. It's awesome. The opportunity to hang out with people one-third my age that have done three times as much as I've done already is really cool.
Well, let's give him a hand. Keeps coming back. And part of the reason we do that is because it's not an excluding experience, it's an inclusive experience. And you know now that you've been looking at this great audience that we have this camaraderie. And when you see folks, if you think you've made someone who might turn out to be a lifelong friend this week, a round of applause. It's crazy the way that happens. It's amazing. And so it's very important that folks like David that have sailed with us a lot of times are inclusive and can draw people. And Victor and Ash, you're back with us for how many years now?
This is my third summit.
This is number three. All right. So big takeaways from your side of the table.
There's been a lot of discussion this week about the economic cycle, a lot of worry about the economic cycle. And I gain a lot of comfort by recognizing why economic cycles even exist. I view the world through the lens of supply and demand. That's the reason we have economic cycles. If you continue to pay attention to supply and demand, then economic cycles are never a problem. That's a law that just transcends time, it transcends government. If you continue to pay attention to that, you'll find those opportunities even in an economic downturn. You'll find those opportunities in those micro markets where the macro economy doesn't matter, because real estate is hyperlocal. It's always been hyperlocal, and it'll always be hyperlocal.
We love looking at the drivers and understanding the markets. One of the things you did this time at your breakout session was to look at a deal that went bad. And not bad once, a deal that went bad a bunch of times. And so share some of the lessons there in the feedback that you got from the audience, things that you brought to light.
Well, maybe to clarify, it wasn't a deal that went bad. It was a deal that suffered setbacks. And you encounter setbacks all the time in life, things that were unexpected. We saw things, for example, the neighbor's property wasn't surveyed properly. So we had issues like that. We had issues like the road built by the city encroached on the neighbor's property and wasn't a valid road. All kinds of things like that that we ultimately had to deal with. They weren't our fault, but they were our responsibility, because we have a responsibility to protect our investors' money. And therein lies the difference. So it's really about persisting, persevering, not letting any of those things get in the way of a successful project, and simply not being willing to quit ever.
Now, we just had you on a panel talking about real estate investing in a headwind. Maybe share some of your ideas there as we look at what might be difficult markets in the coming years.
Again, pay attention to supply and demand. You know, there's been a lot of new construction, and there's a number of market segments that are overbuilt. A lot of people just pay attention to the demand side of the equation and don't look at the supply side. Look and see what's coming into the marketplace. Is there going to be absorption for those new units? If not, maybe you want to take your foot off the gas, or maybe focus on a segment that's under service, because those segments exist. Maybe there's a surplus of 3 and 4 bedrooms and a shortage of 1s and 2s. You got to pay attention at the data at a much more granular level.
Victor is also the host of the Real Estate Espresso podcast. I saw you gathering some good guests this week.
Yeah, that's one of the beautiful things about being in an environment like this is just having the opportunity to relationship build with people, whether it's a conversation over dinner or conversation holding a microphone. Both can be awesome, and you have an opportunity to share those conversations with your listeners if you happen to have a podcast. So very grateful for the opportunity to do that.
Let's give him a hand, Victor Minaj, ladies and gentlemen. Let's introduce you to a faculty member who's back with us for his third year, the apartment king, Brad Sumrock. Hey, Brad.
Happy to be here.
Happy to have you back. So you've been teaching roundtables. Yeah, you've done a breakout, and you're going to be today on a panel. The first time you come to the summit, you're trying to figure it all out. Now that you've been three times, what are your takeaways?
I think the biggest takeaway is I just keep expanding my team every time that I'm here. I mean, imagine being on a ship for 9 days with 200 other people that are all doing different asset classes, and whether they're faculty members or attendees, you could learn something from every single person here on the ship. And, you know, this year it was, I met Tom Wheelwright through one of these events, and he saved me literally seven figures in taxes. So that's worth a 9-day trip, right? And then this year, getting to meet people like Garrett Sutton. Up until now, I had not really met somebody that could really explain asset protection to me in a way that I could actually go and implement it. And that happened on this trip. So it's all about the team and the people that you meet and leveraging other people's experience.
All right, good stuff. How about a hand for Brad Sumrock? As we say, some rock, some don't. Here's the guy that rocks. Gene Garino's with us. How about a hand for Gene Garino? Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Good to be back.
You know, you always talk about the demographics, the silver tsunami, and ever since last year, we're a year closer. Tell us about the silver tsunami.
Well, we're all going to be customers of assisted living at some point someday. So the silver tsunami is the aging population. Baby boomers are aging. They're not in assisted living now, but their parents are, their grandparents are. But their time is coming. It's like seeing a stock chart 10 years in advance. You cannot stop it. You're going to get involved.
You know what's amazing to me? The first time you came, we had just met. Russ had seen you speak. And you said, how do I get more involved? And it's like, well, we have this event. And by the way, it's 10 days long. And it's a lot of money. And you showed up. And since then, if you are or know someone involved with Gene Garino, let's hear some applause. That didn't happen after 1 year or 2 years, right? That's the pebble in the water. And so the message keeps falling on the right ears, if you will. Talk about where you see this industry going. Because we first met, you were all about it. You own these homes yourself. You tour people through them when you do your training. But now there's a lot of proof of concept, not just what you and your brother are doing.
There's so many people that are getting it. At first, when I started to come here 5 years ago, and I'm so glad I did, thank you for the invitation. When I said it, senior housing in a single family home, people scratched their head, had no idea what that was. But now that we've been able to open up hundreds of these homes, helping tens of thousands of people around the country, it's amazing to me how much you get it, you see it, you understand the concept. So there's so many people getting involved, and also not just the residential, but we're influencing the big box facilities, the ones that do have hundreds of beds, as we get farther into the industry, just really changing that world for all of us.
Well, we're on a cruise ship, so a lot of your students are here prospecting for tenants.
They're at the buffet, that's right.
They're at the buffet. All right, how about a hand for these gentlemen, Brad Sumrock, Gene Garino. More when we come back, you're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Elm.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
For more real estate investing ideas, here's two steps you can take today. First, go to realestateguysradio.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get access to a continuous feed of thought-provoking commentary specifically for real estate investors, while also focusing on broader picture economics. Then, once you're at our site, look for the Resources tab, where you'll find our amazing collection of special reports. Browse dozens of white papers, webinars, and market reports, and request the ones that appeal to you. What are you waiting for? Head to realestateguysradio.com to implement education for effective action. Are you looking to create sustainable wealth through agricultural real estate? Then look no further than Agro Nosotros. They're a sustainable specialty agriculture company with specialty coffee farming operations in Panama and fine flavor organic chocolate operations in Belize. Over the last 4 years, they've helped ordinary people to diversify outside of traditional real estate and into offshore agricultural real estate. They don't have your typical tenants, termites, and troubles. Their tenants are trees, and they grow and produce two hugely popular and proven products, coffee and chocolate. Through Agro Nosotros, you can own half-acre parcels in your very own specialty coffee or organic cacao farm, turnkey managed on your behalf, that produce passive cash flow for you and your heirs. And you can feel good about where you put your money to work. Agro Nosotros has socially sustainable programs that provide living wages, improved accommodations, and a steady channel to market to literally hundreds of farmers. And so far, they've placed 61 kids in school. To find out more and see how you can get involved, email agro@realestateguysradio.com. That's agro, A-G-R-O, at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. Have fun. You'll learn something.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. If you're bumming that you missed the 2019 Investor Summit at Sea, well, it's time to get on the advance notice list for next year. If you go to realestateguysradio.com and click the button that says Summit at Sea, you'll see the dates for next year, and you'll be able to get on the advance notice list as soon as registration opens up. You'll be invited. Hey, before we get back to our interviews with the faculty from the summit, it's time to play Real Estate Trivia, your chance to win a prize by knowing today's Real Estate Trivia question. As soon as you hear it and you think you know the answer, send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. You want to include your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address, because we have an awesome prize. The winner this week will get a brand new first edition copy of Why the Rich Are Getting Richer, autographed by Robert Kiyosaki. As you probably know, most of the Rich Dad books come out in paperback, but this one is his first hardcover book, and you'll have a first edition copy signed by Robert if you know today's real estate trivia question, which of course has something to do with what we're doing this week. Last week on the show, we talked about commercial property. We asked this: name the most expensive building in the United States. Well, the answer, Apple Park in Cupertino, California, at around $5 billion, the new home of Apple Computer. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week as we float around the ocean. What is the average depth of the ocean? Yeah, worldwide, if we consider the Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, Southern, and Arctic oceans, what's the average depth? Send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Send your name, your mailing address, and the answer to the question. And the first person that gets it right will win a first edition copy of Why the Rich Are Getting Richer, autographed by Robert Kiyosaki. That's today's real estate trivia question. It is the 17th annual Investor Summit at Sea. We're somewhere in the middle of the ocean, but we've got a live studio audience. They've been studying together, learning together, sharing great ideas, which is one of the big highlights of the summit, is nobody has all of the information. Everybody has different information, and this week coming back for his second Investor Summit, Damian Lupo. How are you, Damian?
So good. So glad to be back.
You know, last time you had to get off the boat a little bit early because you had a pre-existing thing on your schedule. This time you've been here the whole time. What's it been like?
Well, first off, my entire year got scheduled around this, so it's been incredible. It feels like 9 days flies by in a heartbeat. And one thing I did this year that was different is I went to everything, and I was figuring out how to just not sleep for 9 days. So it's been a huge focus, and that's one of the big differences this year, focus, narrowing the focus, and it's made a world of difference.
If you got a lot of sleep this time on the ship, if you got a lot of sleep, applause. All right, just you came in. Excellent. Now, Damian, you did one of our morning sessions. Several mornings during the summit, we do an introductory segment because although there's a lot of sophisticated, high-level, great investors here who've got seasons of experience, there's also folks that don't understand all of it, and you talked about the QRP. Tell us about that.
So we talked about the EQRP, and what was great at the beginning of the summit, we learned about the pension crisis, and what we learned was that we've got a huge problem in the retirement space with pensions and the markets, because most people's retirement accounts are buried inside of mutual funds, which really benefit one organization, not the people that are holding that money, but the actual institution, the Wall Street system. So we talked about options for control. We talked about ways for people to get total control of their retirement money and really controlling their future by design, not by default. And what was really fun was that a lot of the people here are using their EQRPs to invest with people that are here in their deals. So anybody that had deals, whether it's apartments or cacao or coffee in Panama, like I'm seeing the clients and I'm seeing all the matchmaking, and it's just amazing to be able to be a part of this and support so many people with their visions and what they want for their life, and just be able to ask a lot of questions and open people up, because I came here with a lot more questions than answers, and I think that that's what's been great, because a lot of people have way more information. So I learned, I think, as much as anybody else.
Awesome. You know, I think that makes a great point. We always say if you want great answers, you have to ask great questions. And this week is not so much about answering questions as it is figuring out which ones to ask. You know, there's so much going on in the world, and we're thrilled this year to welcome back Chris Martinson and Adam Taggart for their third year. I will tell you that their book, Prosper, had such an impact on me, it got me to go out and take action, which is our favorite thing, education for effective action. Let's say hello to co-author Adam Taggart. How are you?
I'm great, Robert.
Good to have you back. A lot going on in the world, and you bring a really great perspective. And we're at a time where there is a change afoot, right? Lots of things going on. No one has all the answers. But what you guys specialize in is helping people prepare in a lot of different ways and focusing on resilience. Share your week epiphanies with us.
Well, it's really even hard where to start. Probably to echo what every other guest here has said today. There's so much information shared here. There's so many wonderful speakers. There's so many great faculty and experts here. It's an amazing brain trust, but really the real core value is in the people that come here, the attendees, right? And the expertise amongst and skill set amongst the 200 or so folks that you know come here in the audience, it's staggering. And so one of the forms of capital that we talk about at Peak Prosperity and forms of capital is our framework for basically how to build resilience and how to successfully manage your way through the coming changes. One of those forms of capital is social capital. And this is a huge social capital accelerator. All right, you're here on the ship, you're making these new relationships or deepening existing relationships with this phenomenal gathering of people here. And then we go out to all corners of the world. And now you know experts in all these different types of real estate investing, you know, legal experts, you know, accounting experts, you know, people that are growing things in the ground. This really is an unbelievable way to build your network of people that you can tap for expertise or that you can tap for value creation, for doing projects together. So it just, you know, I look at the cost to come here and just think, what an unbelievable bargain it is.
You know, one of the things we've done the last couple of years is, even though it's a bargain, it still is a lot of money and a lot of time. And so a couple of years ago, we started a young adults program, which is an opportunity for folks who are ages 18 to 25 to come for a substantially reduced rate. And we do that for a couple of reasons. As trite as it is, the children are the future. And I know I wish I had started earlier. By show of applause, did you wish you'd learned this stuff a little early in your life? And yet, young people don't lack capacity, they don't lack interest, they might lack resources. And so we make it available for those folks, and we will next year as well. We've got a vibrant young adults program. And the whole concept is that you can come for a reduced rate, it's actually below cost. And even beyond that, we have a great scholarship program. Many of the summiteers here are supporting this program, and it's awesome. Talk about maybe some of the conversations you have with young people and the difference, especially with the message that you guys bring. It can be misconstrued, and a lot of times people hear your message and it's a little dark or negative. It always ends up with optimism, though, and it's different, I think, when someone who's 60 hears your message versus someone who's 22.
It's incredibly different, because the folks that are 60, it's really challenging their world belief. It's challenging, you know, their understanding of the world that they've existed in up until now. When we talk to millennials and younger generations, they get it, right? They see all this stuff already. They see the challenges of the world that they're being asked to step into, right? So they're really looking for different models. And so we typically get a lot of resonance with younger crowds because, again, they know it and they're looking for optimism and solution. And again, you have to look at the scary math here to really understand how the game is being played. But what I hope we do is we give them a vision of a future to step into with positivity. And make no mistake, those are the generations that are going to be dealing with the big macroeconomic trends that we're warning about, it's going to be hitting them with full force, and those are going to be the generations that are going to have to figure out how to get our society through it. So in many ways, it's kind of a call to greatness, and that feels a lot better to these guys than, hey, go borrow a ton of money to go get a crappy education, go work for, you know, a corporation that's going to have zero loyalty for you and be a tax donkey the rest of your life, and by the way, here's the crumbling infrastructure around you, good luck, right? I really love the fact that you guys are giving them exposure to this, because information is just like capital. It compounds, right, over time. And so the earlier that you can begin to deposit the core information into your head, the longer in life you're going to have returns based on that. So I really commend you guys for what you're doing with them.
If you had an amazing interaction with a young person this week, let us know. Yeah. And it's not just the young adults program from 18 to 25. It's also folks younger than that. Let's hear from some of the folks by applause who are under the age of 18. Yeah, we have what we call our Pepper Pals, and they exhibited not only a willingness to study together, hang out together, but entertain us. It was absolutely extraordinary. And that's really the pebble in the water, how you start to have effect change. It's not one thing to be enlightened when you're finally at the end of your life, but instead to pass that on. And I think something our faculty really has in common is the ability to do that. Chris Martinson, you're the other side of that equation. You and Adam wrote, of course, this amazing book, Prosper, together. And you back with us for your third year. What are your big takeaways for the week?
Same as last year. I'm just blown away by the quality of the people that I've got to meet here and dinner conversations. I've learned so much. Sitting with people who are just running their own models, figuring out ways to do stuff. Every time I'm thinking, wow, I did not think of that. And my mind has opened up a little bit more. And I've learned a lot of ways that I'm going to be personally taking new action in my life around my investments, around tax strategies, around all these things, which are important, right? You have to play the game that you're in. You know, Adam and I spend a lot of time talking about how that game is changing very rapidly. A lot of people would like to not be playing that game, but that's the game. So this is a great place to learn about how to play the game as it's configured. And I'm going away with, I don't know, probably 10 separate action items here.
What's amazing to me this week is we have incredible teachers that are also incredible students. I see you guys teaching in small conversations, obviously in your main presentation, but you're also taking notes and taking the action, as many of the faculty are, right? Robert Kiyosaki is practically in every session taking notes. I mean, it's just amazing that we become a camaraderie of faculty, teachers, but also students as well.
Well, absolutely, and this is, you know, we have our tribe at Peak Prosperity, you have your tribe. There's a little bit of overlap and growing overlap between those tribes, because I think the one common word that applies to both is curious. That's what we're doing here, is we're being curious and we're trying to understand how the world works, and we're finding new things and, you know, throwing some old things out. But that's what's required in a world of incredible change. You can't rely on the past to be your trusty guide anymore. So yeah, you know, get some good skills, but then what's the new thing coming along? That was the subject of our talk here this year, was talking about how the future ain't what it used to be, but that's mostly, we're trying to say, look, try and figure out where the puck is going to be and get there first.
How many of you found benefit in the talk you heard from Adam and Chris this week? If you couldn't join us, make sure you get their amazing book, Prosper. This is the 17th Annual Investor Summit at Seymour. We come back with our live studio audience.
Help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Hey, it's Robert Helms. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. I want to personally invite you to come see an amazing real estate market that combines excellent cash flow, offshore diversification, and what we affectionately call lifestyle investing. Come join me from July 5th to 8th in the beautiful country of Belize. The Real Estate Guys have been bringing investors to Belize for more than 13 years now, and our discovery trip is designed to show you the market like nobody else can. Sure, Belize is breathtakingly beautiful, the people are wonderful, and wait till you taste the food. But the real opportunity is the real estate investment potential. 2018 was the biggest year in tourism Belize has ever witnessed, and this year is starting off strong. How does that translate to real estate investment? That's what you have to come see. There's all types of opportunity in Belize when it comes to real estate, including both long-term and short-term rentals, commercial and retail triple net properties, business opportunities, land acquisition, development, agriculture, and more. And as the only country in Latin America with English as its official language, it's easy to understand the law. Property rights are strong,
and contracts are in English. And at Ambergris Key, a unique situation exists where demand for rentals continues to outstrip supply, creating a compelling environment for investors. So come see for yourself. Join me July 5th through 8th in Ambergris Key, Belize, as we study the market, learn about the sustainable drivers, and tour lots of beautiful real estate. And like all of our field trips, there are no properties for sale during the weekend. Rather, you'll meet lots of local providers that will help educate you about the market so you can follow up with them after the trip if the market's interesting to you. But that ball's in your court. You'll receive their contact details, but they won't receive yours unless you give it to them. You've heard about Belize and the Real Estate Guys for all these years. Now come see what all the excitement is about. Plus, we'll have lots of time over meals and activities to talk about all things real estate. To get the details, go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on Events, where you'll find the Belize Discovery Trips. Once you register, you'll get information about our group hotel rates as well as travel details. So join me in Belize July 5th through 8th. It's a beautiful country with lots of amazing possibilities, and the only thing missing is you. Go to realestateguysradio.com under Events. I look forward to seeing you in beautiful Belize.
Hi there, this is Danielle DiMartino Booth, author of Fed Up, an insider's take on why the Federal Reserve is bad for America, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Hey, we're in the middle of the ocean on the Summit at Sea with a live studio audience. We believe that before you're a real estate investor, you're an investor, which means you're interested in living below your means, producing more, putting that to work, doing something productive. We love real estate for that, but we also look at the other asset classes, things like stocks and bonds, things like oil and gas, things like gold, precious metal, platinum, palladium, silver, and we've got a couple of great gentlemen been with us many, many years. And first, let's say hello to the editor of the Gold Newsletter. This is Brian London. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Great to be with you as usual.
Welcome back. We just heard your presentation, and I think you impressed some people with your knowledge for sure and scared the rest of us. Tell us what you covered today.
Well, I talked about the inevitability of higher gold prices, and higher gold prices are something we're going to have simply because the debt, the U.S. federal debt, has grown so large. It's a mathematical issue right now. There's no avoiding it. The dollar has to be depreciated over time because the debt is so large. That's how civilizations throughout human history have devalued their debts. It's going to happen here. It's already in process, and it means higher gold prices over the longer term.
Now, right before we started the show today, Brian gave us a presentation for about 40 minutes that included some pretty compelling evidence. If you learned something from that presentation, let's hear it. Huge educator. In fact, Brian is the promoter of the longest-running investment conference in the United States, the New Orleans Investment Conference. It takes place in New Orleans, which is reason enough to go, and it's either late October, early November every year. It's awesome. You're probably far enough along in the planning stages to give us a little insight into what's going to happen in New Orleans this year.
Well, we're going to have a great group of people, and you know, I've been in this business, the conference business, for a few decades. And I've seen really good content. I can understand good content. We bring it to New Orleans, and one of the ways we're bringing it is by borrowing liberally from your event. We're taking some of your speakers, we're taking some of your attendees who are also coming to New Orleans, and in fact, we're taking you as an MC over the
How
last
about
couple
that?
Of years.
It's true. Last couple of years, Brian's honored me by having me come up an MC, and it's a great conference. You'll get your mind around these other asset classes. In fact, it's, I think, where we first met. The next gentleman you're going to meet, Brian introduced us to Dana Samuelson. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Robert.
Now, just so there's no confusion around the ship, these two gentlemen don't do the same thing. They're certainly in the precious metal space. Brian, as a newsletter editor, makes a lot of recommendations about companies. He studies companies. He's involved actively with mining companies and so forth. Dana is a physical gold and silver dealer. And so tell us what you've been doing with the folks this week, because it's kind of cool.
Well, I've been helping the real estate investors crew to understand physical precious metals, the difference between the world gold and silver coins that are minted around the world, which ones are better for American taxpayers to own, the do's and don'ts within the industry, how to buy and sell effectively, you know, so they can participate in the physical precious metals market effectively without paying a high tuition cost, which some people do, unfortunately.
You know, our motto is education for effective action. And so the 1-2 punch of these guys is Brian's a great educator. Not that Dana isn't, he is. But Brian educates about it, makes you understand the why behind, is clear about it, borrows liberally not just from us, but from a whole bunch of folks, which means he researches a ton. We don't think by the way you take our people, we think we share them with you. So it's not ours. It's, you guys don't belong to us. You don't. We're stronger together. Aren't we stronger together? Absolutely. And when you get a quality guy doing a quality conference, but the rubber has to meet the road. I don't want to just look at charts and go, well, that sounds pretty interesting to me. At some point, do you know the average person in America owns less than 1 ounce of a precious metal? On average, people don't even own an ounce. So Dana, how do people make that jump from just thinking I should learn more about it to actually being comfortable with putting some in their portfolio?
Well, the first thing they need to do is find someone that they can trust, that they can deal with. They need to understand the reason why they want to buy and what their goal is if they want to buy. And physical precious metals are not necessarily for everyone, but they're an excellent hedge against inflation and an excellent way to transfer wealth privately as well, which is attractive to some people. It's not rocket science. It just takes a little time to understand the nuances and the marketplace. And there's a lot of good options out there. And if you competitively shop and deal with a trusted dealer, you'll be fine.
I love that both these guys educate us about that. Let's have a hand for Brian London and Dana Samuelson. Speaking of cool asset classes, let's get closer to real estate and talk about agricultural real estate. Please welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program, Mr. Carsten Vowell. Now, Carsten, you are a long-term real estate guy, and you started in an interesting part of the world. Tell us about your real estate background.
Yeah, I'm a fifth-generation real estate developer, construction guy, and over time we shifted into agriculture, and not just anywhere, but in South America, in Paraguay to be exact. And this usually leads to interesting conversation, asking why a German real estate investor shifts into agriculture.
Changing lanes a little bit. So that's agriculture true. Is strong. Tell us about what you do in agriculture.
Well, we produce oranges, lemon, lime, peppers, believe it or not, tomato for large supermarkets. We still do real estate. However, our focus has shifted into agriculture. And many conversations we have here on the boat is actually why agriculture should be in your portfolio today.
Well, it's interesting because we think of the use of real estate. We invest in a piece of property that has yield in the form of tenants. But what about yield in the form of oranges?
Yeah, believe it or not, we produce some nice returns selling oranges, and love the world player dealing in lemons. That can actually be a great business. So we do great returns, and we are a farming company now. We manage property for other owners. So we do the farming, others do the investing. We share the profits. It's usually a great deal for everybody.
Excellent. Let's have a hand for Carsten. Such a diversity in topics and so forth. Next,
a gentleman that I've known a whole long time. 25 years we've been friends. He is a genius at marketing, and he's back with us on the Investor Summit at Sea. Let's say hello to Kyle Wilson. Thank you. Kyle, we've known each other a long time. You've been on the summit many, many years. What are your big takeaways and epiphanies from this year?
Yeah, this year, Robert, what's really stuck out to me is how much I've learned from the summiteers. I've learned so much from the faculty, taking tons of notes, but just the conversations at dinner, the conversations around the ship, you know, just so much quality of people here and quality of ideas.
You know, yesterday you did a breakout session, and you're not a real estate guy. You're much more of a marketing and business guy, and you share one of the greatest concepts, which is this idea of your wheel. Share quickly that concept.
Yeah, so the wheel is something I created in 1993 when I started with Jim Rohn International, started that company. And the wheel is basically the different spokes where you have products, services, and customer acquisition. And you get people on the wheel and you take them around. And it's really based on principle-based strategic marketing.
Yeah, and so many people that are in the real estate business, they're good at real estate, they're good at finding markets and putting together teams, but not always at their marketing position. So what are some of the things that you shared with the group yesterday?
Yeah, so I think, first of all, marketing, people overcomplicate that. Marketing's simple. It's just simply connecting the dots, you know, everything from your social media, your list, everything you do, and doing it in a strategic way. Sometimes less is more. Some people want to throw a bunch of stuff up on the wall and hope it works, versus finding that one thing that could truly make a difference. And so sometimes you got to put some thought into it and follow through, absolutely, and then keep it relational based, you know, versus so many people are out there. We talked about tactics, but never let a good tactic get in the way of a principle.
You know, I think people want to promote their business. They want to be good marketers. Not everyone has that gifting, but the idea of getting together and spending that time, one of the things that happens this week is we have a concentrated amount of time to focus on our business. What does it take to make that rubber meet the road so people can take those ideas that you share and turn it into action?
Yeah, you can't take them all. You got to pick the one or two things that matter most, right? So it's hard. You go back with all these notes, all these different things you have to do. I suggest you don't do that. You can't do it all. Pick the one thing that's screaming at you that will make the biggest difference.
Let's give him a hand. That's Kyle Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. Now, every year we bring a variety of experts on real estate, different parts of real estate. But if you listen to the show for some time, we also focus on broader picture economics. We talk about different elements of investing. And this week, I think one of the big recurring messages we had is just how many different ways there are into investing. By round of applause, if you were exposed to a way to diversify your portfolio this week, let us know. Excellent. One of the ways we've been doing that in the last couple of years is through this gentleman. He is from Panther Exploration. Let's say hello to Bob Burr. Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
Bob, you've been in the oil and gas business for a whole bunch of years, and what I love is your spirit to teach, and this week you have been introduced a lot of folks into oil and gas. Talk about what the takeaway was from meeting with people and sharing some of the things that you're doing.
Well, as usual, the Summiteers are just beautiful people. They're here for one reason, the fellowship. Well, several reasons. The fellowship is unmatched. The spirit is unmatched. The giving of the faculty is unmatched. And the hunger of the Summiteers is unmatched. And I just feel that overwhelming, hell, I like to use the word love. I mean, it's beautiful. And you get a great feeling. You get goosebumps on your arms when you walk around and see the people. So I didn't mean to ramble, Robert. I'm sorry. But the deal is, I'm proud to be here. Oil and gas is a business. It's not for everyone. You have to have the money that if you lose it, it doesn't cause you and family any pain. Don't ever give your seed money. Don't give you any. As long as you got money for any, you're never out of the game. So you keep that money as sacred money. And then we come along and we bring oil deals. We probably put more effort in our oil deals than anybody you'll meet. So when we get through, we know what we're doing. You're not going to throw me many curveballs. I've been doing this business since I was 27 and I'm 73. So, and I've done it all right. And I've done it all wrong. I mean, there ain't no way you can get a PhD without getting knots on your head. And believe me, I've had a few on my old head. But we overcome that. Why? Because we're winners. Why? Because we're fighter pilots. We don't look back. What I give you guys is every bit of me. And believe me, I tee it high and let it fly. I don't back up to anybody in the business. I'm a nice guy. I want to love you. But by the same token, I got that other hat on. I can put that on that quick. And everybody knows that. We don't take your money lightly. You work very, very hard for your money. I work very, very hard for my money. There's a mutual respect for your money because I'm asking you to give me some of your money. And I better damn sure respect you for it. And I do. So we drill developmental type wells. We're not drilling wildcats. We're always in a field where there's proven production and this sort of thing. And then, of course, your benefit, you get a tremendous write-off. The way I structure my deals, you get about a 90, 95% write-off. So if you give me $100,000, I'm going to let you get a write-off this year against ordinary income of, say, $93,000 or $4,000. You don't recapture it. It's a write-off. So it lowers your tax bracket. If you're $300,000, you're paying taxes on $200,000, saves you $35,000 or $40,000. So we're dealing with 65 cent dollars, win, lose, or draw. We don't have to lose for you to get your write-off. I can make you the biggest gusher in Texas and you still get the write-off. And then at the end, you get a 12% depletion allowance. it's your own income. So all that combined works for you. On top of that, we take, and right now we're doing saltwater disposal wells. And I won't go into that, Robert. I know you've got a limited time here. But they are steady eddy type income producers, and I like to match them with my oil deals. I'm always thinking of how I can hedge your position in the deals. Just makes sense. And I'm always scheming to find some other, like I've been talking to various syndicators here, and there's two or three ideals that we've been able to put together. But that's who we are. That's what we're all about. Any question not asked is wrong. Please ask it. I'll give you my word of honor on one thing. If we're doing business and you call me during the day, I don't care where I am. I could be in the Serengeti on a photo safari, and you'll hear from me before 10 o'clock that night. That I've been living with that code for 40 plus years, and I won't change that.
Hey, did you learn something from Bob Burr this week? Excellent stuff. Love that. You notice he doesn't talk like a lot of oil guys, and that's what we love about him.
We're out of here today. Let's wrap it up with the man we call the godfather of real estate. This is his 17th out of 17 investor summits at sea. It's Bob Helms, ladies and gentlemen. So it's different every year. Papa, what would you say are the big takeaways so far on this year's investor summit?
Well, I was just musing from that long-term point of view about several things in terms of being an investor, and even specifically being a real estate investor. In the days that I started, which were a while back, to be specific, I bought my first investment property in 1957. Yes, that was a real time, and some of us were alive then. The point is, I've been a real estate broker for 40 years, a real estate broker specializing in investment properties. Had the great advantage of having my son Robert as my day-to-day partner for 18 of those years. And we saw a lot of things. One of the things we did not see in those early days was the great variety of places and ways and asset classes that you can invest in. Carson might have been doing that in those days, but I knew nothing about it. In fact, the typical investor of yore, and some still newly, would buy the property without looking at the marketplace, without knowing where was the best place, without having a personal philosophy. They'd buy the one around the corner, three streets over maybe. Pretty soon, as we got really sophisticated, we found ourselves buying something three states over, and yes, eventually three countries over. So the point I'm making is simply that it's amazing as I look at the group that's here to look at the diversity of things you're involved in and the things you can be involved in. And of course, it's a diversity that gives us a big grin because the opportunities are amazing. And it's very rewarding to see, first of all, a lot of new faces here. And I'd have to tell you that this is as much fun as I've ever had, and I've never failed to have fun on one of these tours.
Let's give a hand. It's the godfather of real estate, Bob Helms. Well, that wraps it for this week. Thanks to all the amazing faculty, not just the folks here today, but the folks that are still teaching and sailing with us. We want to make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.